I'll call the meeting, Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order, for May 5th, 2022 at 6 o'clock PM. Pastor Snodgrass, will you open us in prayer?
Father God, we give you praise and glory for another day that you have given us, Lord. You know that we come to this meeting with heavy hearts and concerns over the safety of the citizens of this township, Lord, as a result of the levy. But God, we ask you to be with the Board of Trustees, be with the Chief of Police, Lord, as they work diligently to find solutions, Father, to keep these citizens safely in their homes and on the streets of this township. God, we ask you to continue to bless this township, lift it up. Father, we ask you to put your loving arms and safety arms around our first responders, police, fire, paramedics, road department, Lord, that goes out every day, Father, to serve the citizens of this township. We ask you to be with our servicemen and women, Father, wherever they may be serving. Lord, we know that there's so much unrest in this country and in the world. So God, we just ask you to intervene and bring peace and comfort to those who are hurting. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Jan, will you lead us in the pledge?
Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I never get tired of saying the pledge. Robin, would you please give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to move down to old business. All the board members, I believe, have got the minutes from the last three meetings. I would make a motion to approve those minutes.
I would just to make a comment when you get a chance.
I'm abstaining from
the one you weren't here.
Yeah, the one I wasn't here. I'm not voting on that one. Just making that public record because I didn't.
Gentlemen, I wanted to thank the board. I don't know if you've been looking at the what we want to call reference sheet or what we want, but I know that I may have not come across exactly, you know, what you would want to call it or look like, but looking back now, when the public or anyone would look at the minutes, they could scan down and see if that was the one that they need to listen to versus just blindly picking one by a date. Where they may be off, but I'm very pleased with the physical department on, I miss what you write because I'm used to your writing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm very pleased with the way the minutes are being done compared to where we were. I know we had all had different thoughts about where it was at, but I think in the best interest of the township and the way that we present ourselves and the way it looks, it's very professional. And I thank the board for considering us going this way versus the transcriber. So with that, that is the only comment, Mr. Chairman. I believe there was a second, and I think we're going to a vote. Or was there a second?
We don't have a second yet. Okay, now we're going to a vote. All right, Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
John, it just took us. We was all in the right church. We were just sitting in
different pews. I like that. I'm going to steal that one.
Mike.
That's a good one.
Yes, sir. We've had that for a year or two now.
Yeah. It took us a minute to all get on the same pew and all same hymnal, so.
That's a good, I like that.
Deputy Hamilton, do you have anything for us? I don't want to forget you tonight and put you at the end like every other time, but we appreciate your service.
So, if I may,
yeah.
I had a question. Have we seen a decline by any chance in the catalytic converter thefts? Your guess, Bess?
My best guess, yes, is because of the new legislation and what we've done to crack down. I know they had they busted somebody again a couple nights ago over in Prairie.
Okay.
I believe I saw on the Facebook page.
Because I've seen the crackdowns, but I was just curious if when you have a pack, when you have a picnic, it seems like you have one fly. Next thing you know, you have 20.
Well, I think that one bus slowed them down where they actually went over to whatever recycling place was.
Sure.
They made that new House Bill 408 start keeping it, whatever it gets packed.
Because I didn't know how many actual people were involved in this. Like, if we stamped out those couple, is there realistically 70? Who knows how many is out there? But if we're seeing that decline, that's a good thing.
Right. And decline here, and I know Fairfield County, and I know Shrine County are also seeing a slow decline on it too.
So. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Chief Smith, you're just on time. Do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Thank you. Chief Arnold did not leave anything with me. Did he give you anything?
No, sir.
As in Stevens, fiscal department.
If I may, Chief Arnold.
Yeah.
Again, I'd like to remind anyone that would like to see about getting a smoke detector or have them come out. They will come out. They will install it. Also, if you wanted to check the best places to have a smoke detector, by all means, they would do that at no cost to you. And there's no cost to the township. I believe this is done through their local union.
Right. Fiscal department. Robin, do you have anything from Nick? Or?
I didn't make it on the agenda, but it's the motion for bills and payroll.
Ah, that's very important.
Shall I read
it? I hate it, but it's important.
Do you guys want to read it? Or do you want
go
to
right
read
ahead.
It? Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves accounts payable from April 22nd, 2022 through May the 5th of 2022 in the amount of $167,315.48, and payroll paid on April 29th, 2022 in the amount of $161,925.30, and payroll paid on May 2nd in the amount of $8,970.74 for a combined cost of $338,211.52 from check number 67777 to 67844 and electronic voucher 645 through 728-2022.
Question. Normally we're in the twos, and now we're in the threes. Was there anything that was made us a little bit more for this payroll?
In particular, the payroll, yes. The Teamsters collective bargaining agreement was ratified and agreed upon.
Okay.
And so that had to be per the agreement, and it was retro back to January 1st.
Okay. I just noticed that. And hearing the numbers, it was a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anyone else follows, but you know, I just wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, so we had to retro back the road department.
Okay.
All right. I will.
That's all.
I will make the motion to accept it as written.
I will second that.
Okay, Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, moving down the. You have anything else for us?
No, sir, I do not. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Steve Mazur. Looks like you got a few items for us.
Just a couple. I'll be quick. The first one is the City of Dublin and Sweco are partnering to collect household hazardous waste. Some of the items that they'll take are old batteries, unused household cleaners, gasoline, and motor oils. And that event is taking place Saturday, May 7th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's on Shire Rings Road in Dublin, Ohio. So I guess if you're doing your spring cleaning, this might be a...
Sir, that's closed at this time. It has to be before the meeting.
So again, yes, that's May 7th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the City of Dublin. Then the next thing I have is that beginning sometime, and I can only say sometime because it's a city project, sometime in the spring of 2022, along Frank Road from Children's Services to Harrisburg Pike, the city is going to be installing water lines, 6-inch, 8-inch, and 12-inch water mains that will include new fire hydrants, new taps to customers. They don't tell us how long it's going to take, but construction will primarily be between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And your access to driveways, mail service, and trash pickup will be maintained during the project. So we will get this out on the web so everybody has a reference and contact numbers as well. Then the last thing I have, Chairman, is a resolution approving obligations by the Township Administrator. And that's Resolution 2022-057. And whereas pursuant to the provisions of Section 507.11A of the Ohio Revised Code, the obligations approved and incurred by the Township Administrator must be subsequently approved by the adoption of a formal resolution of the Board of Trustees. And the period of payments, April 26, 2022 through May 5, 2022, in the amount of $37,513.24. And I think that's all I have for you.
Okay, I will so moved on the resolution. I need a second.
Second.
Robin, will you give us a roll call?
Yes. Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on down to, I guess it would be me. I'll go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off. As everyone sitting in this room probably knows, the levy failed. But I assure you, we just had an hour-long meeting discussing plans. We are not done fighting. You citizens deserve to have a police force to protect you. It did not fail by much. It fell by 48 or 49 votes. I faced a lot of adversities in life, but this one here, it stung me personally quite a bit, because I don't know where people's heads are thinking.
Well, Mr. Chairman, too, I'm sorry. Please, hang on.
If you don't agree with how something's going, doing away with it doesn't help. Making everyone unsafe will not help. It only create other problems, other issues. Everyone said here, or a lot of people said here, they could have, everyone had an opportunity to come down to a town hall meeting. We had a very small turnout, but I appreciate everyone that did, that's here tonight, that did come that night. They had, everyone had an opportunity to ask the questions to us, to the sheriff, and they didn't decide to come down and do that. We did have, we had Nick here. He was able to pull up if someone had a question of how it was going to affect you, affect them. I don't know what else we could have done.
I do.
And with that being said, there's going to be some tough decisions by this board that has to be made. And services are going to be affected. You will not have police right at your beck and call. And it disheartens me that those that are here really care about their community, and you're going to suffer because of what a few decided to vote against it on. And that's everyone's choice. Everyone has that option. It's America. It is what it is. Sometimes, you know, we're all not in the right pews or the same pews. Some people feel that, you know, they need to do something to get their point across. I will never take that away from you. I will never criticize somebody for voting the way they deserve, the way they want to vote. But I would encourage people that's here to get out and talk to your neighbors, mm-hmm. and let them know that you are informed first and foremost, because you do show up. And I appreciate talking. I can see your smiling faces, which is a total change from in January. I'm feeling I'm getting to know you a lot better. We just need to group up, move forward, and I apologize now. You will see services cut. There will be drastic changes coming to the department. Sheriff's Department, they're already overworked, and they're going to be overworked even more, so please keep them in your prayers because of the things that are going to be going on. Mr. Fleshman asked about catalytic converters. You know, we had news media out here yesterday, and the last thing I wanted to do is talk to the news media, because they didn't want to come out and talk to us beforehand. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to come out and see the 30 firefighters that we swore into service.
Swore in last week.
But they wanted to come out because it's a negative story.
Absolutely.
And they wanted to come out and advertise the fact that the citizens are going to be less protected here. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the media. I mean, sorry, but not sorry. You know, if you want to come along and help us, we'll work with you. But if not, I'm not interested. We will keep you informed as we always do, where we're moving along on the levee. Expect it to come back up. We are doing research right now of how soon we can get it back on the ballot. The problem is, some of you weren't here for the town hall. Some of you were. We need a police force. The sooner we pass the levy, the better off everybody's going to be. And because your properties are going to come up for reevaluation, tax audit. If you pass it now, it's stuck at this price. So please, please get out and let your neighbors know. Your crowd of influence, we all have them. Let them know that this board, I did not sleep Tuesday night. Mr. Fleshman and I was on the phone talking of how defeated that we felt. But we have to, you know what? We had to get up on Wednesday, put our boots on, and move forward for you folks. Lawn, and now move on to lawn and landscaping. I would encourage everybody, it's that time of year to, Mr. Ho, I see your hand, and I'm not going to take any questions right now.
Mr. Ho, it's just Ho. I don't call you Mr. Jim. It's just Ho.
Okay, Ho.
It comes from the first name Thomas, T-H-O, M-A-S, not Mr. Ho.
Okay, I'm not going to take questions. We all know you have to be here before 6 to sign up to talk, and waving your hand is not getting, it's getting
you. I came late and I walked up to the podium. You told me not to sign, but I couldn't. I came late, all right?
That's not my fault. Sorry. Lawns are getting out of control and landscaping. And see me after the meeting if you need a lawnmower. I know somebody, and it's not me. but
I got you cleaned out mine.
If you see a yard that's out of control and needs a lawnmower, or needs a lawn mowed, please let us know. I mean, I'm not talking, you know, people go on vacation and they miss a mowing, but if it's out of control, 8 to 10 inches, As always, please call us. We're going to have the road department out mowing. And reach out to Nicole. She has the best link to get it all done.
You can do that on the website and the contact us form.
Yep.
It comes directly to me, and then I give it to the appropriate department.
Thank you.
And of course, this is not a free service.
It's not a free service. Yeah, if you need your lawn mowed, don't call this service, because you can probably get a neighbor boy. Well, I don't know. Most of them don't want to do that.
It's a few hundred dollars added to your taxes.
And that is all I have. I'm working up on Broad Lawn. There's a few places up there. That's why I brought this to everyone's attention. If you see your neighbor. And one of the good indications is if you see a neighbor that has their grass getting really high, go over and knock on the door. Make sure they're okay. They might not be. It's a good indication that either A, someone's not home, or they're sick, or worst case scenario, they just don't care. Mr. Fleshman, I'll
start off with the not checking on your neighbor, etc. Up north by me, I think Hague Avenue, we had a deceased person, Byron. How long was that person there? Was over a year?
Yeah, it was just shy of a year.
No one knew that. Yeah, and the door was ajarred, and the mail was unbelievable. And finally, I believe someone noticed that the door was ajarred, and yeah, so it was not good. But when you said that, it reminded me of that case, because I was the same way. Like, how could someone, I mean,
mailman,
the snow, the mailman, the grass, the yard.
Somebody would turn in.
Mailman.
When we see a mailman.
Yeah, when you see a mailman.
Right.
Sorry.
So that's okay. That's okay. So I didn't mean to interrupt you earlier.
Oh, you're fine.
So, but I figured I'd just add it to mine. You know, too, and some of you may have noticed this, a lot of the people that have come to the meetings understood when you read that language and it said a new tax, that did not help us. And I take that on my shoulders because it happened before. And before I found out about that language, there was no way for us to I don't want to use the word protest, but ask if the language could be better put. So I feel I dropped the ball on that, because by the time I realized what it was, it won't happen again. I mean, from the day that goes out, I'm going to be looking for that. I think that's the way to, because a lot of the places that this had failed, there's a lot of people going, I don't want to pay double, because that's what they would have been doing. Had I read that and not known it, I didn't want to pay double what I'm paying now because it's a new tax. It did not explain that the other one goes away, expires. So I think at 48 votes, had that been worded differently, I honestly think that it would pass. So, you know, I mean, I know there was a lot of people that I had people come out and when I was walking my dog and said, hey, man, I'm sorry, I voted no because, and they asked me about it and I said no. And then their wife pulled in going, John, I voted. And I voted yes. And I'm like, okay. And the husband's going, well, I thought it was a double tax. And so, and I get that, because when you read it, you know, all of us can look at it differently. Some of us can push the wrong buttons, but, you know, it happens. With that being said, the only other question, Mr. Chairman, I don't know if we should do it as collective as a board. I just, in regards to Nick isn't here, I guess there's nothing I can really get an answer, but I am concerned in regards to the backhoe, the email. I know we can't talk about it outside of here, so this is my only chance to ask you.
I have not heard anything back from Nick on it.
Okay. Ralph, have you heard anything?
No.
Trust me, though. It's at the top of my list.
Okay. I just happened to see that email. I did not reply to the other trustees due to the Sunshine Law. I figured I'd just ask today, but Nick isn't here.
Jeff asked about it the other day, and I pulled it out of the book for him and provided him a copy.
Okay.
So presumably he was moving forward with it. I don't know.
Has anyone notified the party in question that is, you know, wanting to get paid for that? Do they know where we are, or are we just like...
Like I said, I don't know if Jeff went ahead and moved it along.
Someone has been notified.
Jim Stevens is taking
it. Okay. Okay, so that's all I have, sir. Oh, one other thing. I apologize if you give me a second. I looked at my notes.
John 2.0.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that I want to mention to everyone, I know every January I get my statement from State Farm of what my homeowner's policy is going to be. I can assure you that all of these entities definitely look at if you have fire and you have police. Mm-hmm. So if someone didn't want to pay $80 more, I'm hypothetically, if they didn't want to pay $80 more a year with the new levy, with the other one going away, I don't know what your insurance is going to charge you per year when you don't have adequate, I'm going to use the word adequate, or full staff policing. Because I'm sure they're going to use that to their, they're going to add that to their equation.
Yeah, historically, it's been an increase in insurance.
I'd much rather pay the police department than pay State Farm, well, my insurance. I'm not saying they would do that, just out of, I'm just sharing my insurance.
If you have your full impact of
but that's all I have.
Police and fire and things of that nature, that's all reviewed when it goes through the for your annual insurance renewal, homeowners and things.
Use that impact.
Yeah. So it does have a factor on it. And typically, if a levy isn't passed, most cases the insurance companies will increase your homeowners. Yeah. So that's just some information that you probably never would get otherwise. You know, it will increase probably.
Okay. Ralph, do you have anything else for us?
Yeah, I had one other thing there.
Okay.
Chairman, you had mentioned Broadlawn, the Broadlawn neighborhood over
mm-hmm.
there. And I went out and spent time with them there. I think most of you know them for a while. And we did go out, the road department went out and cleaned out enormous amount of trash and in the areas, specifically the alleyways and down near the Speedway station.
Yep, I remember you sharing that with us.
Now, what I'd like to make with the board is to entertain the thought of we have a little extra money that had accumulated from, I forgot what those grants, that grant was.
ARP.
ARP, yes. And we do have a commitment from the road department and the county that we will be doing some new paving and resurfacing over the streets over in and around Franklin Heights High School. So that is already on for planning for this year. What I'd like to do with some of that money, and we don't have to make a decision on it tonight, but I do want to do this, is to throw it out. Our neighborhood over there, Broadlawn and Florence Avenue and some of those are in pretty dire shape.
I would agree with you.
And the ones that have looked at the roads, I think I would agree with that.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, and Mr. Horn, with that being said, I definitely agree, but I would love to add, because you know my goal is to get the alleys done.
Okay.
If we are contracting something, I would love to see, do you have a name for your alley?
It's between Jackson and east and west from Harrisburg Pike to Cemetery.
So it's one of the most used alleys that I know that we've had numerous things, but I'm wondering, a lot of times when you buy stuff in bulk, it would be a good opportunity. We're not going to get to every alley right away. But two, that alley changes and comes to that L. I would love to see it go, you know, to and then down if at all possible.
Well, I've had a conversation with Mr. Stevens and working on Mr. Snodgrass when he brought it to our attention. I had a thought that evening because of the paving, the chips
Right, the pavings, yeah.
The millings from that, yeah. we will have, and yes, I agree.
But my thought is, I'm not saying we would do it, but why they're getting a cost, I would love to know, because I have no idea what it costs, because the alley's smaller. I have no idea what it would cost to lay asphalt down that alley.
Oh, that'd be
expensive. It's worth it. I'd love to see.
That'd be quite expensive. We're going to have to get an engineer involved to do soil samples. To put a base down.
Well, it's got a base from all those years. Yeah, of,
no, they don't classify it.
But it would still be worth seeing. Yeah, I would love to know the numbers.
Definitely. I want to have Mr. Snodgrass, that alley looked at and see what legally we're allowed to do there.
Well,
I know you have a lot of trash there, I believe.
Like I shared with your last trustees meeting, I'm not asking you to pay for it.
Right.
I agree with both of you. We need
right.
To look
so at. What I would ask is, at the same time, if we would just have a guesstimate for, or whoever, when they come in to look at what it would cost, let them look at the alley, and that's one alley that eventually we would work our way. I'm hoping that we would find other types of monies for our alleys, especially the ones that. I mean, I don't know how many houses up through there, but all of their accesses from the alleys. And there's so many places, so who gets to be the first alley? I just think of that alley because I know for a long time the people that live on the corner and then they go back. There's only room, like you park in your yard in the front. So I would just ask that we would actually, whatever company it is, just say, hey, what would it take in order to do an alley? So that way we can plan for the future.
Okay.
We'll entertain that.
Yeah.
Right, go ahead.
The other alley, since John had mentioned alleys, I'd like to have, see if we can have that one for David Justice, Chapter Steve. That's the one that we had. I think Jim had went out and collected a bunch of trash up in the alley. You remember that one I discussed with you?
Yes, sir.
So we went up and cleaned out the alley there and everything, and let us take a look at that and see what needs to be done there. I don't have a clue exactly
The alleyway?
The alleyway. Because he's periodically getting people back in there, and he keeps, he's like Mr. Snodgrass, keeps his home, really immaculate there. For somebody, it's just a darn shame somebody to bring their trash back in the front, back before his house.
So, Mr. Horn, I'm still amazed that, as I said in the last meeting, the amount of trash that we keep repeatedly, dump truck loads,
it's
out pretty, of the same
pretty,
place.
Pretty amazing.
If the wind's blowing, you turn the fan off.
Yep.
I mean, how is this trash continuing?
Well, let me just finish up the broad loan request here, and then I'll let you carry on. Maybe we can take a look at the possibilities and see the expenditures on that money, Robin. The fiscal department is certainly going to have to look at that to see where we're at.
Where we're at on the ARP money.
Yeah, I mean, just because Nick's not here, I can certainly assist with looking at, and I work with Steve because we know that there's certain definitions of what can and cannot be used with that money. So it would be good to have clear, concise, are we looking for gravel, are we looking for chippings, are we looking for asphalt?
We've got the chippings, we need to look at the asphalt, which will be covered.
So we just need to know what kind of quotes you're going to be looking for, so we can look at what funds are available.
Yep.
So if you could maybe get one, Mr. Stevens, and you guys
can
start a little dig in there. What I'd like to see, if possible, and if it works into the amount of money that we have available, something like $150,000 or something to put into that neighborhood, if possible, because it certainly needs a lot of help right now.
And their alleys are used very similar to what Mr. Snodgrass experiences. People use them as their driveways.
Yeah.
And then, so they get used a lot. So, but we just have to be careful because we set a precedence for one area.
Exactly.
We have bad air alleys everywhere, right? You're in my neighborhood too, so then you're going to have advocates
for eventually. We have to start somewhere,
Just have to make sure we tell folks that if we're going to set a plan. I think it would be important to maybe set a phase of this year we're going to work on these alleys, next year we're going to work on these alleys, you know what I mean? So then it kind of makes the community feel as a whole that we're trying to capture the whole township over a five-year plan or something.
With Mr. Stevens and the county, you know, we kind of work a plan there anyway, as you know. And of course, that's something that's most absolutely near and dear to my heart, is trying to, the neighborhood over there is in terrible shape.
Agree.
So, and I've been all over the township, and I think everybody that goes and in and out there, including probably the police chief and everybody else, would agree that it needs help for sure.
They do definitely need some TLC over there.
We could go ahead and make a good hard look at that.
So one other question that I have, of course, Mr. Snodgrass, Pastor Snodgrass, I don't know how I trust you here tonight, chaplain. Make sure I get all of them. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. One of the things that I noticed is the big trash trucks. They go down your alley to pick up. They pick up in the front?
Pick it up in front.
So to the board, I would say that we need to keep in mind, if we achieve getting any alleys paved, at said time that we make a resolution that trash pickup would be at their front versus in the alley, because some of the alleys that I get calls on is the fact that, and even Mr. Stevens is saying, those big dolly trucks and the weight of the trash trucks and turning around, it tears up our alleys terribly.
Well, I think over time there, John, we definitely need to take a survey and see how many we have as such.
But in the meantime, before we can get them paved, we will have a lot of millings that we can
resupply.
We can help you out in some other areas. If you do have an alley behind your house and you think we could, you know, it might need a little TLC, let us know. We're going to have some millings, so.
Yeah, because the alley behind my house, I mean, it's nice and green and lush and.
Yeah. Well, I can tell.
It's my backyard.
I know.
If you compare our alleyways right now as to, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we look like a superstar compared to what we used to have. Yeah. So
road department does a great job.
They do, and we and really, me and John and others have put a little shoe work into the alleys to see how we're standing everything, and it's paid off. So it's better than it was.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's
thank you. Before I forget, I'm going to, I seen Angela, it reminded me, we have one high school in our township that sets full. We feed other high schools, but we have one that sets in our township. And they're having, I believe it's May 14th.
Yep.
That's a fundraising day.
Yes.
If you can make it out to that, I would encourage you to make it out there.
Tickets are, Saturday's the last up, is the cutoff date for the ticket. So I can either, you can pay cash with me, or you can go on.
What exactly is it, if you can explain to everybody?
It is,
here, I'll pull it
up. It's actually, if you guys know what the Falcon's Nest is, they're kind of redoing the Falcon's Nest to update it, because if you go to Grove City's alumni, everything's plush in Grove City. Their alumni backs them, brand new, you know, football field, all the top equipments for kids to work out in, and Heights is just so poor. I mean, the majority of the kids are on free lunches over there or reduced lunches, and
I prefer to refer to them as blue collar.
Yeah. One thing, that's what Kevin was getting, this, you know, what the letter said and everything. And
for a fundraiser to support the Falcons athletic program, specifically the new athletic performance center. All attendees will have the ability to bid on all auction items and participate in a 50-50 drawing. There'll be a catered dinner for the first 200 tickets sold.
Are you reading the old one? That's April.
Sorry, y'all.
That's all right.
There'll be appetizers included. First 200 tickets sold in the raffle have a chance at $2,000 in prizes, opportunities to bid on silent auction items, other raffles, 50-50, and auctions. $30 per person, 21 and over, at the Shakers Pub, May 14th, 6 to 9.
Is that where it's at, Shakers?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
6 to 9?
Yep.
Okay.
And then kind of read the letter, because that's very touching.
I'm going to find it. Brief pause.
Is that?
But that gives us enough information.
Yeah, that's all we need.
Thank
it's
you.
It's on the Facebook page. I posted it on there. You guys can go read it.
But yeah, I just think.
Excuse me, just one. Yeah, is that what you were selling the tickets for, trying to get
yes.
that together? Okay.
Is that on our Facebook page?
It is. It's posted twice.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just encourage you, if you can't make it to this one, and I understand everyone doesn't like high school football or it gets cold quick. And
it's just not about football, though. It's all the sports.
It's all the sports. Yeah, it's all the sports.
It's about kids in our community being able to
support. As a community, we need to support our only high school and get behind them. So that's all I have. I do have some, if I can reach it, my short little stubby arms here, have some people signed up that would like to speak. Janet Ward, come on up.
My question, actually, John kind of half covered it. It's the minutes. So obviously, I've not come to every meeting lately because mm-hmm. of time constraints on other things, but all I'm seeing is a summary. Where's this video or the audio part of it?
Hi. since they just approved the last 3 weeks of minutes, I will put those on the website, and then they'll also be a clickable link for the audio as well. And I can get the previous ones on there too.
I was going to say, what about the other? I mean, because obviously I wasn't looking for the ones they just approved, but I was looking at other ones.
Are you looking at the new website, just making sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Which I'm not still 100%.
Can you show her maybe on your computer so she knows where to click and find them? Okay.
I'm assuming with her comments, they're not even there.
There's some there. Whenever we was doing the transcriber, the audio wasn't even on there, but I can certainly upload even the previous ones.
Mr. Blevins, you're signed up here. It says, just because.
That was me. I didn't know what his reason was.
Oh, okay.
He hollered at me. And I didn't know what
I'm
his
like,
reason.
So do I still
sorry,
my
that.
Name for the...
No, you're good. No, we're doing it on other things, but I called you out, so.
I'm sorry. That was my fault.
I wanted to sign up to give Officer Kidwell a shout out. I had hoped maybe you guys would have done it. We worked together, Jim, on the last levy that failed, and mm-hmm. I think you'll agree with me that it's very time consuming.
Yes.
It takes over your life, you believe in it, and you'll do whatever you have to do. Unfortunately, that one failed, but he went above and beyond as far as I'm concerned. He posted constantly. He came to my house and knocked on the door, a cold call, an hour and a half we spoke. He's not getting paid anything for this. This is all his free time, and it was a very good look for the township and for the police officers, and I wanted it to be on the record that me as a taxpayer appreciated the fact how much he worked and how hard he worked for the levy.
He worked tirelessly on it. Him and I had spoke many, many days, many evenings. Actually, sometimes when he was down doing his other job, but Mike, yes, he did do a great job, and he has been recognized.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, again, thank you, Mike, because you're absolutely right. That should have been something each one of us would have spoke on, as well as Wendell. There were so many other people that worked on this that went door to door and. Late nights and photos, and he did an excellent job with everyone that has helped him in the Facebook's post and things that he did in getting the information out there, the big banner signs and etc. So everyone that worked on it, of course, obviously we know that he was one of the most seen person out there, but you know, anyone that had worked on it, we have residents that worked on it that went door to door. So I commend everyone that has worked on it and helped out in that area. Some may have given to that cause. I thank everyone for that.
Yes.
Well, I have to, personally, I'll just take one couple of minutes here. It really bothered me, the defeat of the levy. I know the type of effort that was put into it and the residents and on. Everybody, I think, was really on their game to try to get the word out and everything. And I don't know, it just feels to me, I'm still trying to gather my reality of this thing. You know, we've got day-to-day children that go and walk to school. We have needs, big needs, for emergency health programs and so on and so forth in our schools. We have a lot of schools in Franklin Township. And I have to ask people that come with a die-hard attitude that we are not going to vote for this and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I just wonder, don't those people have a child having to walk? They have to walk. I think the state law is if they live a mile or less, or if they live a mile away from the school, they still have to walk to school. They have, you know, I mean, I'd just like to see a couple of our guys been able to cruise around while the kids are trying to get to school, this, that, and the other. There is danger out there. Don't people understand?
They don't.
Or don't they care? I mean, I understand, and you know, there's a huge amount of money that it costs you for living expenses now and going up every day. I just saw today, I think it's next month, the electric bill's going up another 7-8% or something like that. So we're looking and bills are going up day in, day out, day in, day out. And an increase like an electric bill there, now that will probably cost the average household, I'm just throwing out a number there, maybe another $20 or so a month. Can't we pick up $10 or less to make our older folks, our children, and all these different people, the services and everything that we need? Can't we squeeze out $7-8 for a month or something?
Great, I mean, happy man.
Right.
You know, I'd most definitely
scary.
Be.
Yeah.
I'd most definitely be more than happy to give up a little fresh and fresh bag of cookies or something to contribute. You know, I mean, it's just just don't even make sense.
I can't get my head around it either.
I can't either, Jim. I can't wrap my head around it. I really can't. Well, thank you, and I appreciate what everybody did.
Jan, okay.
I agree with Ralph 100%. It's totally mind-blowing to me, and obviously there's people who don't have kids, but if you do have kids, isn't your child's safety, isn't your safety, isn't my safety worth the price of a Happy Meal?
Right.
And that's exactly what it would
that's
be
about what it
for someone with a $100,000 home.
Yeah.
So what I've done, Jan, if I may, sir,
go ahead.
Is I want to get a survey that you can go online. No one knows who's putting a survey out. I really would like to know from people. I don't need to know who they were, etc. But we need to send out to the voters going, what can we do to help you? What? Why did you not want this? Or why did you vote for it? I want to know both ways. Why did you vote no? Why did you vote yes? I want to compare those. I think that, you know, we can, there's going to be people that are going to share it and negative stuff, just like the letters. Mm-hmm. However, but it will give us a consensus. Because I honestly think that when certain people, if you look demographics. When you look at it from that standpoint, and you look at the numbers where it failed and the numbers where it passed, are we looking at it, am I correct? Am I looking at something that said that we know in this room it wasn't going to be a double tax? Mm-hmm. It wasn't going to double. That had to sway 48 people.
Mr. Ho, I've addressed you once tonight. I will not address this again. I see your hand. I'm not calling on you because you're not signed up. So moving up front here.
I was here during the prayer, all right? I was here during the Pledge of Allegiance, all right? If between the prayer and
the Pledge
of Allegiance.
Escort him out, trespassing.
It's not trespassing.
I'm coming. You got a hard on for me or something? Or are you protecting somebody? You won't allow me to speak?
Out here? Now. Trespass him, please.
It's not an option.
I'm getting up.
Mr. Tate, do you have anything?
Wait a minute. She had a comment.
She had a comment on the...
I just wanted to comment on the survey.
You are
now. I know.
What form of delivery do you want that to be in? Because last year, we did an online survey. It was published on the Facebook page, the police Facebook page, and the website. And out of the 400-something, or what was it? 400-something voters, or it was 800-something at the November election, there was only 34 responses.
Okay, so what I would like to do is we know who voted. We don't know how they voted. But what I would like to do, potentially, because we had 600 voters, rather than just put it out and anyone sign it, I would like to send invitations out to those particular homes' addresses that voted. And even if we only get 30%,
It's not anonymous, John. If you send it just to those people, they know.
So they were the ones that voted. I'm trying to get a true consensus.
But if they send it back, you're going to know my address.
No.
They're
going to
scan a barcode.
We want to do it online where
so
it's...
So I can send it to like all the addresses that we have in like precinct C because that was the lowest...
Well, all precincts. I would send it to all the addresses, the early voters, everyone, because I want to know why they voted for it and why they didn't vote for it. But we can go with
like
different.
QR code or take them to a digital
right.
Can this, John, can you work with her?
Yeah, but so that people understand, we're not going to know who it came from because there are sites that we can sign up on
right.
where it's
Survey
anonymous.
Monkey, something like that.
But what about those that don't do electronics, though?
Oh, I'm sorry.
They could mail it in. So, also, Nicole, that's a very good point.
I'll circle back to you.
I mean, could we mail as well?
Right. If we could do either or, mail, and they don't have to. Put their address so the ones you're very true because there are people that do not do stuff electronically.
We get a lot of phone calls from people.
Right.
I need to get a form with also a QR code to take them to an online survey.
Right, exactly. And they could just mail it in anonymous.
Okay.
Jan, I apologize.
That's
I thought
okay.
you were done.
What I want to say in is part of like what you just brought up. Instead of spending money, sending out letters, why can't we have maybe a once a month open forum meeting and let people come and say, okay, this is why I didn't vote for it, or this is why I did, and maybe let some of us that care and have a brain tell these people.
So what I'm thinking, Jan, if I may answer your question, so what I'm thinking is when you were here, Ed, Chip was here, I see a lot of people that were here for the open that we had. So I said that we would have, I believe I said we will have seven. We had seven, and then someone walked in, made me a liar, and we had eight. So what, how many, I think we should do both. I don't know how many people will actually come, but I'm hoping that people will visualize, get that, scan it, and send it with their phone. Some of them will sit down with a pen, fill it out, and just put it in the mail. I'm hoping that we would get as many people to respond. What I'm afraid of, if we do it just a month to month, that we might get one or two at a time. We couldn't hardly get people in here, but maybe, just maybe they'll scan the QR code and go to a non-biased site that we have no idea who they are, and that they would give us a reason.
A lot of my neighbors didn't know until I went door to
right.
door and told them.
Right.
Real quick, John. Yeah. How many of you in the room got the latest newsletter?
Well, we got ours.
Did you guys not get newsletters?
I got newsletters.
Last week before the postcards came out?
Yeah.
I did.
Because I was thinking, John, if we're able to get the electronic version of the survey out as soon
yes.
as we can.
Yes.
And then the next newsletter is in September. I know that doesn't give us a ton of time to find out reasons why before the November election. If that's the choice of the board to go back out in November, we may be able to gather some of that information back for those that don't do electronics. I mean, or if we're trying to just do another round. You know, we could do electronic and paper now,
sure.
and then we could do another round at newsletter time, you know, and check with Nicole on why you didn't get a newsletter. She's trying to track the homes that didn't, so we can ensure that we're trying to capture everybody. Just
and
beside,
Nicole,
sorry.
If I may,
okay.
any of this that we send out, this is a good time to say a questionnaire, did you get a newsletter? You know, any kind of extra,
like
and then invite
extra,
them
yes
to
no.
our Facebook page type thing too.
Yes. We also did do a return address request, whatever, so any newsletter that can't be delivered due to undeliverable, vacant, can't forward, those are coming back to me.
Okay.
I've gotten 39 so far. Half of them were not actually vacant, so I'm taking that up.
It's a post office
problem. Gotcha. No problem.
Imagine
and
that.
Chip,
well,
I
imagine
apologize
that.
For
imagine
taking
that.
You stand there.
Tupai will be right with you.
you have some. Chip's been standing, so
all right,
he's,
go ahead.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah. No, I just want to, before you all adjourn, if I could address you guys for Southwest Terrace Commission.
Can we get Chip in first since he's on there?
Yeah.
And we just let Mr. Ho go.
I can't because we have a sign-in sheet. You have to be on there.
Okay.
I just had a gentleman. I just explained to him I wouldn't take his question.
That's fine.
I would be more than happy to put you on the agenda for next meeting.
I don't know when I come.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things.
If you can call me, even if you,
and if you can stay after the meeting,
before,
you want to tell me something
I can't.
I
can stay after the meeting.
And
there
talk
you go.
To at
okay.
least one of them.
Yeah.
You know,
and then we'll get it on the agenda. I apologize, but
you're
if I did it for you, I would have to, yeah. We have to have,
no
yep, we have to have rules and orders, and I'm not going to be talked to you like that. Go ahead, Chip, 2-5.
Only thing I have. Tonight, it's a somber mood in here.
Yeah.
In between, you know, people talking, you can hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that somberness, I'm pissed. I'm because it did pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been a discussion at our house ever since election night.
Yeah.
I have been racking my brain, asking myself, what else could I have done?
Yeah.
I've talked to my neighbors.
Yep, me too.
Put things on Facebook. I feel bad for the officers because they have families too.
This is why, Chip, that it's imperative when we do get it to pass, we don't keep putting on a time levy because every 5 years you run into this.
Exactly. And I came up with some ideas because I don't know what section of the township voted for, what section of the township didn't. I would like to see a town hall forum set up, but with a traveling show to every section.
Yeah.
Because
I've said that.
With people with the meeting, I mean, I like the meeting at 6:00, don't get me wrong, but if somebody's living farther away out, you know, if we can contact churches in the area or whatever and say, you know, hey, can we have a meeting here? Maybe we'll get some new faces in here, or new faces there,
right?
Because I'm willing to travel wherever,
right?
Because I want to rebuttal against somebody that says I voted no. I'm with you, Ralph. I don't understand how somebody cares more about themselves and not as a whole.
So, Chip, if I may, one of the things that I have heard in me living up north, well, I never see them. Well, do you ever call? or do you have a crime? Sometimes, because I know every one of us ride with them and go out to try to see what we can figure out. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time before the election going out 8-hour shifts. And on Saturdays when I'm free, or on Sundays, I even went out on holidays just because I didn't have a family. So I took Easter, my Easter, and went out with them all Easter. So one of the things that I hear is, well, we never see them. I mean, on my street, how often do we see them? But, you know, they're there if we need them. So what people would realize, 18 runs in 8 hours. I mean, you just hang on to the next run, to the next run, to the next run. Maybe get lunch, to the next run. Maybe use the bathroom, then to the next run. And they were there where you need them. But in this society, this isn't Mayberry where, well, they didn't drive by my house. They don't, I mean, if you realize crime is different in different areas, that those officers are tied up, are trying to stomp out the fire here. Just because there's not a fire at your house doesn't mean you're not getting a service.
Correct.
Sorry, yeah. but go ahead.
No, you're fine. And
go ahead.
I just don't understand. I just don't understand because the young lady that was in here last week and said she didn't see that in the video that was posted was on the road she was talking about.
Right. I was Easter three times up her street.
And, you know, I had a debate with my neighbor, you know, and I
what was the reasoning why your neighbor said no? Because I'd like to say why my neighbor said no. What'd they give reason?
Because of their budget.
Their budget.
Okay. And like I told him, the township works on a budget themselves.
Yeah. Once it goes away,
And it's like a household.
Yeah. You know, I heard there's too much fat. We need to trim down the fat. Everyone's getting promoted. You know, why do we have so many lieutenants and blah, blah, blah? We're just a smaller township. We're acting like we're the city of Columbus. Well, if you guys want to play big city, then you get annexed into the city. That's what
and
I'm hearing.
More money that way.
Actually, no, that's another thing. They were also talking. Our township taxes are higher here than if you live in the city. And that is true, because when we lived in Thornapple, before we came here, our taxes, we actually had like almost a $300,000 house in Thornapple, and our taxes here was almost as high as our $300,000 house in the city of Columbus.
But
here's my
rebuttal to that. If you annex into Columbus, you still have to rely on the police department here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we will go to do the back and forth. At a town hall.
No,
I know. I know. Yeah.
Right. No force. So
right.
Yeah. And it's, you know, my wife's the most important thing to me. I'm not going to be home sometimes if something happens, especially now. You know, who does she have to rely on?
Oh, my husband's Columbus firefighter. So when he, you know, it's 24 on, 48 off.
Yeah.
I'm by myself.
You know, and I don't look down on anybody who voted no, but when nobody comes to the meeting and is able to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. No one wants to come. I try to ask my neighbors all the time, why don't you guys come with me? Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Chip, to your point, the one lady, we tried to answer her question.
Right.
And no matter what we say,
exactly.
she come in and it was no.
Right.
And there's just some people that, unfortunately, I wish I had an idea of how to reach them.
The thing that I get is, like her, she was dead set. There was nothing
I could have said.
Yeah, there was nothing. You could have said, you know, hey, you know, if you scratch this off, you know.
And I, for one, I live next to a CPD precinct. I live right on the line between Columbus and Franklin Township. I live in the township, but 10 feet out is City of Columbus. And just happened to be a CPD precinct there. Along with, right down the street, the sheriff's SWAT. And if they're not running lights and sirens, I don't see them.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't buy this. I don't see them. I don't see cops. I don't want to see them. because they're not. There's not crime in my neighborhood. I mean, there is, but if I don't see the police,
but it's still not nice to see presence.
Right.
I get it. Yeah.
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 Like, I don't ever see township over in my neighborhood, but I see CTD all the time. They're always driving through, and it's terrible.
Well, I've been through your neighborhood with them, so I know they have one, been up there. But yeah, I mean, we just a chance, just a second of going by. But Chip, do you have anything else?
But in my closing, I just want to say thank you. And I know Chief Smith's gone.
He's working on the situation.
If there's anything else I can do,
we appreciate it.
Please let me know.
Just the thing we can do for each other is just keep each other positive, because we were so close.
Right.
We get another chance.
You know, Chip.
It's not how well you do; it's how you get back up.
Yeah, and never quit. You know, never give up, and bull your neck and go forward. I mean, but you know, I can just imagine how you gentlemen feel, how the lives of the officers feel.
Oh yeah.
Because, like I said, we still.
So here's one thing that I will throw out, and I know we're going long.
Oh, you're fine.
You guys heard the sheriff in here. He's actively recruiting.
Yeah.
So you're an officer here for 5, 6, 10 years. This failed.
Yeah.
He's offering a job.
Yeah.
Security.
Yep.
You what it? I don't think the people realize what it takes for us to train, the cost for us to train, get someone that knows the township, and we're losing good people that are trained to the county because they cannot set their roots here, because I wouldn't want to have a family, a home, and then not know if I'm going to be able to make my payments because I don't have security that I'm going to have a job, because the levy in 5 years, where are you going to be?
And you know, that's all come, I said, when we extended it for, you know, everybody feels safe and secure if it's 5 years. Then after 5 years, we're like,
well,
Chip, there's one thing, one conclusion I'm really trying to kick around in my head, and I wonder if I'm right on it. If you take an area such as that, or any for that matter, you know, I mean, being a parent or a responsible adult or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
You know that the kid needs a helping hand sometimes.
Yes.
The school and all these guys are not going to furnish that help. Yep. And, you know, and our older folks need help, for goodness sakes. And all these other things that happen, I mean, bad things, really bad things. And, you know, you walk away from it. And people that are against these, this levy passing, there's people that put out crazy and lying type letters and everything saying this will happen, this will happen, this will happen, do not vote for it, do not vote. Who are those people that send these letters out? Have you thought about, okay, the good guys are going to vote to try to help their family, to protect their family, and for the good of their overall area.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the good guys.
Okay,
will.
So who are these guys that are pushing so hard against it?
Yeah, I know.
Do you think that you consider that's really the bad guys, if they can clean the cops out of an area? They're home free, aren't they?
Yeah.
They can rob, steal, kill, whatever they want.
Yep.
So
that's fiscal, kind of a conclusion I've come to.
Fiscal related to the police, real quick.
I don't know anything Rob's else done. That even makes sense.
I have one last one and I'm done.
But
I'll make this very brief.
Thank you.
I just want to help
you. No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
And just to the residents that are here, you know, the faithful faces that we see, I've been working with Steve, been working with Nicole this week, and we pulled some financials. We pulled obligations of the police department funding source numbers, mm-hmm. because, you know, you heard the ARP money mentioned. There is certain regulations of which how that money can be used.
Yes.
So we're trying to look at it creatively, that if there's anything within the ARP money that we might be able to relieve the police department of to help sustain them for a little bit longer. There's no answer here, but we're just letting you know we have been having administrative conversations this week. The board is not even aware of to look at numbers, to look at what they've been paying out already, to say, well, this might qualify. This could qualify. Oh, that's a $50,000 expense. That could qualify. So if we're shaving some of those, even though they could be little, if you put them in a pile, we just don't know yet. So just so you know, from the peace of mind, from the financial side, even though Nick's not here, we have been having some of those conversations. They're very ground level at this point, but we are trying to look at what obligations are going that obviously cause them. They have to operate outside of just police cars and men, well, women, Holly too. But you know, things that they have to pay for maybe could fall under ARP money, and that's just all a big maybe.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking at all options here. So,
Just so you know, from a financial side,
I really don't know at this time how it's going to shake down as well.
Yep.
Still very uncertain.
Yep.
Real quick.
Yep. Real quick.
Just a real quick note. It's just to take it to heart. Think about how much it was going to cost you more per year if the levy would have passed. Keep that in your mind. Get a number. How much more in 1 month did you pay in gas? I can't afford police for 1 year on that, but how did you afford $4.09 a gallon?
Yeah.
And you know, the new federal taxes and everything have been laid on people. That are being,
it's not a choice. You have to pay it.
Taxes and all this, that, yeah. All those taxes that are there, it couldn't have come at this time. Us trying to get a little levy passed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
This word kind of.
And, I mean, it's just, it just stands on your mother
expense. That way he can't come back. Because he disrupts meetings.
It should be removed for disorderly conduct. You can remove each meeting.
You know, I feel reasonably comfortable if we don't, you know, try to get our, people, keep our people in place to try to help the neighborhood and everything. It's going to do nothing but just get worse, worse, and worse.
Oh, yeah, scary.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind about that.
You know, trust me, we've been turning over every rock, every stone, trying to figure it out.
And try to make the best answer.
We have to do some unpopular and unhappy things, but we have not, like I said, like I started out, we are not done fighting. And we will, as long as I have a breath in my body and I'm one of your trustees, I will fight for you as long as, like I said, as long as I got a breath in my body. And yeah, it's been a tough week. Chip, you summed it up. It was very somber in here tonight. But I do appreciate every one of you that out. Every one of you, if you can only make a few meetings, ma'am, I appreciate you being here. And we're always interested in what you have to say. And even those that don't come, let them know to call us. We'll talk to them. But be kind to your neighbors. Be kind to your spouses.
Oh, well, he comes. Adjourn the meeting. Here comes Mr. Home.
I will adjourn the meeting at this time.
Can I tell everybody now?
Yeah.
Yay. I can tell y'all.
No,
don't leave.
You're moving from
the Southwest Dairy Commission to.